Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Eye of the Saiger, featuring Drew Amar and, of course, Michael Saiger, the original founder of Domain Sherpa. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Chainfest.com, Creatorful.com, and Li.net. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including GPAI.com, GreenDesign.com, prestigeproperties.com, and tools.net. And then we get into some additional topics, such as the impact that Google is having and will have on rebrands and other domain upgrades, and why that might lead to companies targeting their exactmatch.com sooner in their journey. Mike then brings up some issues that he's seen on the Domain Sherpa website, and we talk about our planned redesign. We also talk about pyramid.com, where Mike is combining his $1 million domain name with $1,000 worth of coding to bring his pyramid solitaire game to everybody. I can tell you that I've played it. It's addictive, and if you haven't tried it yet, you've got to go to pyramid.com and check that out. And last but not least, we talk about a micronaming trend that Michael has come across and whether the other Sherpas think that it will have any staying power. All that and more is coming up now on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the show on Apple and Spotify and the other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides some search functionality as well as the transcripts. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And last but not least, it's time to start getting ready for NamesCon in Austin in June. That'll be June 5th to the 8th. And go to namescon.com for more details and to get registered. It's going to be a good one. We'll all be there with the Media Options team. We're excited to see everybody. With that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we're going to get into the minds of successful domain investors, real OGs in the space, using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. I say it on every show because we are so lucky to have these types of folks on the show. These are the experts and some of the best in the biz, including the return of a true OG, probably the oldest of the OGs, and which I guess would be the oldest of the, or the most original. There are now four segments of the Domain Sherpa Review. We've got the grand opening. I'll intro the Sherpas. We talk about what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. We've got the domain game, where we hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody will guess on the price. We'll get some swag to the winner eventually. Then we've got segment three, which is NameJet and the Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Then we'll get into grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that we've not already covered. We've also got a handful of topics that we'd like to get into today if there is time, so we will see how we do. So I'm going to keep this part pretty short, so let's go ahead and quickly introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper. Drew got what I need, all that good stuff. Andrew, how you doing, man? What's happening?
I am good. I'm very good. Market seems to be picking up. We got some great deals in the pipeline, some great deals that came out the other side of the pipeline last week, and feeling good. I'm also sort of just back in the saddle and refocused after a lot of traveling.
I love it. All right, well, feeling good. Let's get it. All right, continuing to keep it moving down to my lower right, we got my boy Mark Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, live from Las Vegas. What's happening, man?
What's going on? It's been a little while.
I know, man.
We missed you.
Well, you were here by special request.
Not going wild with Seiger.
Yeah, yes. I thought I was not persona non grata on Sherpa all of a sudden.
Oh, come on, man.
You would never be persona non grata. You're fam.
We've got lots of fam, and that's the thing, right?
At least your wife is.
Week to week. Oh, shout out to Josephine. You know what I'm saying? Like the better half truly is the better half. All right. Well, hey, let's keep that moving. But you are here by special, even extra special request of the super special guest who I refer to as the originalist gangster, the one and only below me, my boy, Michael Seiger, a.k.a. the professor, as they say in Money Heist, El Profesor, not La Profesor, which I found out is the feminine version of the in Spanish. So change that up a little bit.
La Profesora.
Well, no. Oh, yeah, maybe. But anyway, a.k.a. Mike Check 1212, a.k.a. Seiger Space, a.k.a. I of the Seiger. In this case, a.k.a. Zapruder, a.k.a. Michael Blurry, a.k.a. Blurry Face. You know what I'm saying? It's, ever since he is semi-retired, he has gone to the lower level internet plan. And so, which is all good.
I'm on a fixed income. That's not fixed cool income. Of you to make fun of me downgrading my internet speed.
Hey, man, look, we all do what we can. It's the little things, but we appreciate you coming back on the show. You know, I hound you all the time, and I know you're kind of enjoying your life of leisure as the governor of Bainbridge Island. And but we appreciate you being on here, man. So how you doing? What's
great
going on?
To be back. I may not be the most successful domain investor. I may not be the best looking person on this panel, but I definitely have the most hair out of anybody in the visible plane that we are viewing. So if you're not watching the show, come back and watch because
have you ever seen a Mars back?
Oh, I know. That's why I said invisible because you've got your shirt open like two or three buttons there, Drew, and you are rivaling me with all the hair that I have on my head. But yeah,
listen, I'll shut this whole conversation down by opening up one more button.
Dude, I'll go toe to toe with you. Mine's just all gray on the chest.
Great chest.
And this time I'm growing it back out because I'm lazy and I'm going Wolfman as well. So I'll shave my neck, but like this stuff right here, like it's going natural.
Yeah, I actually just cut this 2 days ago, but I was looking not quite as long as you, but I was pretty fuzzy. I hadn't shaved in about probably 6 weeks. I was pretty fuzzy.
Yeah, I bet. Dude, you probably had like a big thick one. I want one of those biker ones.
It was like Velcro. Like Velcro. It was like, you know what I mean? It was pretty gnarly. And then it's the salt pepper thing. And I just, I wasn't feeling it anymore.
I know. The salt pepper sucks. All right. I'm done in my office. So I'm going to head back up there. And hopefully my internet's going to improve. So you guys get to watch my oh, did you say hi to Blue?
Okay. I like Blue. This. I feel like it's like...
Blue, you back there? Oh, there's Blue.
Is there a movie with a dog named Blue?
Oh, what's that, Blue?
There's a movie with a dog named Blue, right?
I don't know, but if you watch movies with kids and you've ever seen like the dog in the movie and you know, the dogs like sometimes die, you got to go to the website doesthedogdie.com, which will like make sure that you're not picking a movie that your kids are going to hate you for.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, there's. I've got.
I don't know. I
hate to do a spoiler alert, but I feel like a movie that's been out for 20 years is probably not one that's going to get spoiled. But talking about a movie that impacted me emotionally in that same lane is I Am Legend. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all ever see that one?
That's Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith zombie movie. Yeah. If you haven't seen it,
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh man, it's a great movie, and it's but there.
Men in Black was my last Will Smith movie.
Hey, it's also a classic. Did Mike leave the dog in the car?
I think the dog goes in the car when he wants to, I'm assuming.
No, we've got some people coming to do some stuff around the house today. So I put the dog in the car so she doesn't get all crazy. Sometimes she's a rescue. So, she's pretty good with people, but sometimes she's just a little crazy.
Yeah, no, our dogs are super jumpy. You know, we unfortunately here in Florida, you can't really leave them in the garage even, or definitely not outside in the car. Where you guys are, it's like the weather is just always, pretty chill. So it gives you the ability to do that. Oh, okay.
Tell your dog to work today, I guess. I'm a rescue, and I'm the best dog ever.
Oh man, am I about to bring my dogs in the room? I mean, what are we doing here? Bring your dog to work day. Bring your dog to Sherpa Day. That's the So
it's gonna have to wait for a couple of years for me.
Look at that little dog.
Not that little though. She's about 40 pounds.
Yeah. All right. It's a little heifer.
Uh-oh. Yeah. There goes JC.
It's a Podengo. Podengo is actually the oldest breed of dog in Europe. Rabbit hunting dog. And then it's probably a mix with it. She's a rescue. It's a mix of like probably a little Jack Russell.
Yeah, she looks Podengo. Like a JR. Yeah. Does she jump?
Oh, yeah.
She's got JR in her.
Yeah. But the way she runs is super interesting. I've never seen another dog that runs like that. Runs like a rabbit. Like, very, yeah, very interesting.
Tiger, dude, I think you've upgraded your podcast situation because it looks, you're like clear.
What did you're
not screwing around, dude. I'm telling you. I may have cut the bandwidth to save a few bucks, but I got the setup going.
Oh, wow. Look at that dog. Oof, nice.
Oh, my God. Look at that doodle thing.
He's the new puppy.
That's cute.
Wow. That thing's going to be big, huh?
Yeah, well, she's probably 6 months. No, we got her right after we moved into the new house. So she's about 9 months old, probably a year old. We got her a few months of she was already a few months old, and we've had her for about 9 months. So
she's a something doodle.
Yes, she's a golden doodle. That's our
golden doodle.
That's our. She's our third golden doodle. One who's passed away, and then we've got her older sister, and then her, and that's how we roll. You know, that's what we do. Now I got to shut my door. This.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Let's get it. All right, let's get into the domain game because Saiger basically said, look, I'm not coming back on the show until I've got a buy or a sell that I'm actually willing to talk about.
It's
so.
Been that long.
So,
I've actually got a 4% sell-through rate on my portfolio.
All right, hey, but that's pretty
cool.
Which
is not screwing around, but that means that I sell like 2 a year and that's it.
Yeah, hey. Those are 2 great days a year. By the way, you went from like 0K to like 5K with your setup. I mean, now I'm like,
you make fun of me. I'll upgrade, man.
Do your lighting. I mean, all of it.
So,
man.
Are you using an SLR camera?
I am. I've got an SLR camera. I've got a boom mic. I've got the SLR blurs a little bit of the background.
Yeah.
But the lighting
was a little,
really,
you know, thinking about what I want in the background to begin with. The books make me look smart, like I've read all of them.
I'm ready to believe everything you tell us. You know what I'm saying?
There's my wife, I think, right there. Yep, wife and daughter. So, yeah, you know, it's like I'm a real adult living in a real world place here.
I love it. Good stuff. All right. Well, let's get busy with the domain game. If you are willing to go first, I mean, normally we go kind of in an order, but I feel like with you as the extra special guest, I think it'd be great if you were willing to lead off.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the domain. You guys ready with your phones to type in the price?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to type in the price too. So the domain is chainfest.com. CHAINFEST chainfest.com.
Chainfest.com.
A sale?
Sale. It was a sale. Mar hasn't been on Twitter recently. I've been hyping this episode.
Yeah. No, hey, and I love it.
You've been so busy doing it, Mar.
I think, you know, you brought it this time and I appreciate it, man. It's
all right. Everybody's ready?
I'm ready. Let's flip. Boom. All right, Drew,
JT.
All right, we've got a pretty good spread. Drew is at 7,495. I'm at 14,999, and Amar is at 24,900. So,
dude, I appreciate all of the goodwill that you guys think I sold the domain for.
Oh, that means I lost.
But the closest to the pin was our own boy. Drew Rosner.
$904.99. $7,999.
I think you could have gotten more for that one. I like that one.
You know, I like that one too. I increased all of my prices last year, probably about the third quarter, because, you know, everybody that I was talking to is like, oh, I'm increasing my prices. I'm getting more for my base, you know, domains. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just bump it up. And then like fourth quarter was dead for me. Yeah. First quarter started picking up with action, but I swear Afternic, God, I just, you know, I love Afternic when it works. Like you get the email, congrats, you sold the domain name. The next day, the domain transfers. The next business day, you get your money if it's on Fast Transfer Network. So it's a beautiful thing.
It's a good name.
More and more, I tend to agree with you with Afternic. And I've had a lot of positive things to say. And I, you know, obviously there's a lot of kinks that need to be worked out and there's a lot of things there, but for the most part, I think, you know, the trajectory is positive and when it works well.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work, but when it does, it works well. But my everlasting complaint or concern with Afternic as a customer is I don't know who they represent. And I think that's a problem. When I add my domain proactively to Afternic, I feel like I am their customer. And they should represent me as a seller and my interests. And then when somebody lands on my domain and makes an inquiry or makes an offer or makes whatever, I want the advantage of having that data. Meaning, I want to know, is this, you know, who is this? Where do they come from? What's the IP? I as much data as they can get, you know, gather, and I'm sure they're gathering a lot. I think that we should be entitled as the customer for whom they should represent. We should be entitled to more of that data. And, you know, my feeling that I get having done a very large amount of transactions through Afternic, both as a buyer and a seller, is that they represent the interests of the buyer in all cases, no matter what. And that is the only, you know, it's really one of the last things that sort of keeps me a little bit, let's say, arm's length or so it from saying, you know, all in, okay, you know what? Let's say all the names.
Buy small, take them all. Yeah.
Yeah, take them all, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's the right platform for the, you know, a high-end domain name, because high-end domain names are sold because of the name. People aren't coming in for a curated search. They're not coming in for a filtered search. They're coming in because of that name, and therefore you want it pointed to either yourself or to somebody that you believe can better negotiate. But for the names in that $500,000 to $25,000, $50,000 range, I think Afternic is clearly the best option in the market today. But I think one of the areas that would really put them over the top is if they empowered their customer and identified who their customer was. Am I representing the buyer or am I representing the seller? But this ambiguous middle is not cool for me.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, 100%. And I've had this conversation with everybody there.
Yeah.
And it's very, very frustrating because I can show you emails where I ask them, I'm like, so are you representing the buyer on this one? Or are you representing me? Like I asked that exact question and they're like, they don't have a good answer.
It's not clear. Yeah.
That's why they just
here's the thing. Here's the way it would be fine for me. If somebody comes in, finds it through the Afternic network at some registrar, clicks the buy it now button and transacts it, I'm happy to pay my 15%. If somebody comes to them, calls them on the phone, asks them to help negotiate, the buyer should pay the commission and 100%. I should pay anything.
That's what I said. That's what I've told them. Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Then it's 100% clear. Either they're providing a service for us or they're providing a service for somebody else. But they can't 100%. Like double end it that way, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree completely. And with a slight nuance to that, further nuance to that, which is that when they're representing a buyer that called them and spoke to them, they don't necessarily differentiate that to me as the customer who's listed proactively a name with them. They don't differentiate. This is a, you know, a brokerage lead versus a marketplace lead. Okay. And I think that's also an important distinction for the reasons you mentioned.
They should, when contacting you, they should say, I am representing a buyer who contacted us through Afternic or through GoDaddy. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
let me ask, Amar and JT, you both thought that the domain was worth more. Can you, this is one that I debated. I think I originally had it. Oh, so let me tell you, I bought it for $250 off a GoDaddy auction 4 years ago.
Awesome. Nice.
So it was an auction, but nobody really loved it. Having a media background, I like conference space. I like domain names that are in the conference space, but I also realize there's not a ton of conferences starting up. The conferences that are starting up don't have a lot of money to buy domain names. They'd rather put it into the event itself, and they can go off of, we've seen conferences go off of any domain name. And so it's a tough balance because it is a really good domain. It's not blockchain, it's chain fest, two syllables, nice brandable, shortening of fest for festival, could be a conference. And I thought 8,000 was a good price. 10,000 might scare people off. I don't know, but tell me, Amar and JT, why do you think it was worth more?
Amar, go ahead.
I was going to say my initial inclination was actually 10K. Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, though, I just really like that name, and it's very brandable. Like that I could see that being like the premier conference for crypto, right? Like it's just, it sounds really, really good. With the markets, the other thing that came into my mind is the markets have gone way up in the last, 6 months, let's say. So there's that. Just for those reasons, but 10K was my initial inclination. For me, I would have priced it at 25 and that, but that's what I would have priced it at with a bin and then let them negotiate from there.
It's always the tough decision about, well, are they going to walk away or are they going to know that they can negotiate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Are some viable alternatives, right? And there probably are some that are out there. I agree with Amar. I think from a crypto conference standpoint, this is a fantastic name. Domains are hot right now. Crypto, obviously a little bit of a cooling off at the moment, but, you sold this name obviously at some point prior. So, thinking that, it was during somewhat of this, this crypto bull market that we're, in the middle of, hopefully, or at least, not over, but, and you don't sell a lot of names, right? So I also
sound like lettuce hands to me.
So no, hey, I'm holding it, man. Don't, no question. Even my meme coins, but I think that also I look at it like, and this is probably, I agree with Amar. I thought it was a 10K name, but I thought you don't sell a lot of names. So, kind of trying to figure out, all right, from a seller standpoint, and that's where I inflated. What'd you say?
Paper handed it.
Oh, yeah, you paper-hated. No, but not even that. Just the fact that you don't sell a lot of names. I thought, all right, well, let's put a little bit of a premium on that. And so that's where I
was. Yeah, the one, for the majority of the domains that I do have, almost entirely, they're all priced. And I think they're all priced fairly, except for a few of them that I think I could potentially moonshot. Let's say it's a $10,000 value domain name, fair market value. I might set it at 25,000 as a moonshot because you never know. Somebody's just going to come in and click to buy it now, but not on all my domains. I thought it was a fair price.
Yeah. You got to sell this to a year at least.
It's a good price. It's definitely a good price. It's fair. I'm just saying, I think, we all can say that though.
At risk of stating the obvious, I think it was the perfect price. And I think it was perfect price, because it sold at that price.
The perfect price because he guessed that price.
Well, I mean, and let's not sleep on a 30X,
the reality
right?
Is, look, I didn't give this a considerable amount of thought. I didn't go use any tools and look up anything. But the reality is I look at it and I go, okay, there's already a lot of crypto conferences. They are all very comfortable using an XYZ or a .co or a .com. Really dot whatever, dot
whatever. IO. Yeah.
And so, I would say there's a pretty low bar, where it's like, okay, this is, 7,500, 8 grand. I can get the .io for $1,500. I can get the, I'm making this up, but I can get the .org for, $2,500. I think under 10 grand, you're probably on the same playing field. Would they have paid $9,500 instead of $8,000? Almost definitely. But I don't think that there's a lot more room beyond that. Plan B gets very attractive at much margin above what you sold it for.
Yeah.
So nice work. Good job.
Hey guys, this is funny, but I don't know if it would be wrong for me to register it. Chainfest.org, which I think is the second best option, is unregistered
and available.
So I think it's a perfect thing I don't see any conflict to do it, but
I'm not gonna register it.
Who's your buyer?
I bet you it'll be registered the day this gets.
Of course it will.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, 10%.
But to Drew's point, like, who's your buyer? If it's not going to be a DAO or some sort of like not-for-profit organization that this Chain Fest wants to start, it's worthless.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think it's definitely worth a $10 registration.
Let me rephrase that. It's worthless from an investment perspective. When you have other opportunities that can produce a higher return, it's not worthless to the buyer who will probably pay a few hundred dollars at defensive registration later on down the road.
If I were going to buy it, I'd buy it and price it at $1,000, right? $980.
I will split the $10 registration $250. Let's do it together.
I think if you follow up 1 month after they purchased the .com, and you say there's for $250, you can have the .org, maybe $500 max, $1,000. I don't why? Why do they?
Returning $10 into $1,000. We don't even need to discuss this anymore. It's a wrap.
All right, let's see. Test it. I think it's an interesting example.
Let's go, please. Do you want me to grab it through my account or
yes, JT, buy one. So we can talk about a buy anybody. For you today.
Did the deal through After, and it's not like he had some relationship with them. Right. Register the .org. You two go sell it. I want to hear who is right. Let's see.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So let's move on to the next one.
But wait, Amar, are you doing it or am I?
You go ahead.
All right. Well, let's go. We'll keep continuing in this order, or like in the opposite order. So Amar, you're up with a buy or a sell.
Yeah. So this will be interesting. I want to hear what you guys think about this one. So this is Creatorful. Creatorful.com.
Was it a buy or a sell?
That's a good one.
It's a sell.
Okay.
Creatorful.
It's very similar to Chainfest, where you've got like this sort of appended partial word to a real word.
At Chainfest, I know exactly what it is.
Right.
I can't even remember what the domain is. What is it?
Creatorful.
Creatorful. I like Creatorful.
It's like Creatorful. Create and wonderful.
Wait a second. Okay. Do you spell it C-R-E-A-T what?
C-R-E-A-T-O-R-F-U-L.com.
Listen, worst domain that's ever been talked about on Domain Sherpa. All right.
There you go.
Not the worst. Did you see like all the stuff being posted to my Twitter thread? That is not the worst. Okay. Creatorful.
Creatorful.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Number.
But this is cool for two reasons, which we'll talk about in a sec.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm gonna be super generous here.
Sold it.
Just cause, but
Drew's gonna be generous with $99.
All right, let's go. Whenever y'all are ready, let's flip.
All right, here we go.
Oh, y'all went super generous.
You were very generous.
Oh wow, you like flip.
Oh, Sider.
Heck yeah.
Wow. All right, so hold on. This happened very quickly. I had $24.99. Sager had $4,995, and Drew had like $15,000. I think $14,000.
I appreciate the generosity.
And then Amar hit it with $4,900. Boom.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I put $14,895 because if I'm in Amar's shoes, the only reason I'm bringing that name up is because I knocked it out of the park.
Well, you think it's a shit name, so $5,000 is knocking it out of the park.
I agree. That's a great sale.
That was a perfect price, in my opinion. You know, I'm spending more and more time in the startup space, and people are choosing domain names. And I think that it's a whimsical, brandable domain name at the perfect price. Anyways, you talk first. How'd you sell it, Amar?
It was on Dan, and it was The reason I was say it was pretty cool, I just crossed 100 domain sales on Dan, and well over seven figures, which is cool. And I want to give a big shout out to Dan. Like, truly, they it changed the industry. I feel like they did a lot of good, and hopefully, you know, GoDaddy continues that, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so that was pretty, that one was my 101st sale, but I just recently crossed 100, which is pretty cool.
So when did you pick it up? How long have you owned it?
Actually, it's only been a few months. So I picked it up in January, I think.
Oh, wow.
That's how good you are.
Yeah. And what'd you pay for it when you bought it?
Well, Drew's going to think I'm a bigger idiot. I paid
$3,000.
I paid $360.
Oh, okay. Well, still, you know, you 10x over 10x did 12x.
$360. You paid $360 for
people liked Creatorful more than they liked ChainFest.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Well, like his little for $360. He bought it for $360. I paid $250 for mine.
Best poll you could do is
No. But Sigur, you bought yours 4 years ago.
I did.
And it was pandemic. It was.
Yeah, but there was a lot more money in the market back then. People had academy checks.
Auction prices have gotten stupid.
But they slowed down a little bit recently as well.
2021, 2022. 2022 was really like when they really hit peak stupidity, but they've kind of been there. I don't think they haven't really continued to escalate much more beyond where they got to in 2022. And they basically just remained at those levels. Well, you know, certain categories have fallen off a little bit, I would say, in the last quarter or two, but mostly names have just sort of,
So normally I don't know that I would have paid that much for Creatorful. I was just, you know, sometimes you're just in the auction and you're like on the phone and you're like, oh, fuck it.
And you're bored.
And you're bored. Exactly.
And you just need to feel something.
I do think it's a brandable name. I think it's, I don't know who bought it. I'm guessing some kind of agency. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll do well for them. And you know, so I don't think it's a shit name as much as you do, Drew.
You know, I don't want to sort of interrupt the domain game, and so I'll do mine first. But we should come back to this because, you know, I have this theory that I'm thinking through about sort of extrapolating from Google's recent change that they made in March, which has had widespread implications, and I think has big implications for domain names, both positive and negative. But I think that if you extrapolate out what it could mean, whether or not people realize this and in what time frame they realize it, I don't know. But I think that it could bring forward a lot of domain sales. And that has implications for some of these smaller domain brandables, let's call them starter brands we should come back to that, JT.
Okay.
Should I do mine?
I think it's a great domain name. I think the whole creator community is a thing. People identify themselves as creators, not just programmers, not just makers, but like creators of all types. And I think full is a great, suffix to append to it, like ify, ify, or whatever. So I like the domain.
Yeah. I definitely don't. I think it was a fair price, and I think it's a good name. I don't think it's an amazing name, but I think it's a good name.
It's a good name. It's a strong. It's a brandable name.
I like that term, Drew. A good starter brand.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, right now we got a Drew's got a point. Sigur's got a point, and Drew's going to drop a name on us to see.
All right, we want a buy or a sell?
Always a sell, you know? I mean, the sell gives you the full...
sell it.
Because then you get the full history. You get the buy through the sell.
Yeah. If it's the buy, then I'm just jealous because you got to steal on something.
Yeah, and that's just crazy.
I got a few I could choose from here. Let's go with...
Oh my God. JT, you need to send out the email like 5 days before the show.
No. I have.
This is the domain game. He should know he needs a name. You know what I'm saying? Like,
in years, I actually made a little sticky note.
He knows
here,
he needs a name.
Covering it so that you can't see it.
Come on.
But I made a little sticky note, and I have five domains on this sticky note that I could discuss. Okay, two of them are a buy, three of them are a sell.
Uh-huh.
One of them I can't disclose the price, but it's the big domain sale, Pepe.com.
Big wow.
Sale. But
tell him about a sale you can't tell him about, Miller.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, well, it was a shout out, Andrew Miller.
Set that, Miller.
Talk about, you know what I'm
saying? 15.5 million prices out.
Chat.com. I mean, yeah. Hey.
Hats off, congratulations, a May sale. It wasn't the biggest sale last year. We beat it with one of ours. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag facts.
Like, as in,
anyways, great sale. I actually thought that it was more, but.
Great sale for second
place. But it was an amazing
nice
sale.
Job.
No question about it. Great sale.
Yeah, shout out to the guy who's not as good as us.
Great for everybody, you know, all around.
Let's go.
All right. Tell us the domain.
All right. I'm going to go with
Vanna White. What are you doing, man? Like, come on.
Li.net.
Oh, no.
Do you know this one? It was because it didn't get
disclosed. No, I don't know, but I don't deal in like two-letter, three letters, and I definitely don't know what's going on with .nets. So
well,
here
it wasn't
was my
a wholesale
actually...
transaction, so it doesn't. The liquidity levels on these don't matter.
Yeah,
this wasn't a wholesale transaction.
All right, so you sold it. Li.net.
Li.net sale. Yes.
And this is actually this is Zamar and Saiger only on this one. So.
Oh.
So this is an opportunity, Mike. You can pull a win out right now.
I know. Amar's going to snatch it from.
And then we got to go into overtime. You know? So.
Well, then I'll do the other one that I was going to do.
Well, technically, I should, I could drop it. I just bought a
you
name.
You got a price down, Amar?
I could put chainfest.org up and see if you guys can guess on that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what registrar I use, so it's literally like going to come down to like the pennies to figure out who wins. That actually might be what we do. But go ahead. Let's go.
Okay. I'm ready. Amar, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, all right. You want me to hold it up?
Ooh, okay. All right. Siger's at 888-888, and Amar's at 124-900. So let's see what the answer is. Drew's
order
about
of magnitude.
To flip
those
it.
Are pretty close. Now let's see what the answer is.
Ooh, 49.
Tiger gets the win.
Tiger takes the domain game. Yo, the founder has returned.
Nothing, you know, particularly specific to talk about. It's a name we've held for some time. I think we paid $1,000 for it. I think we paid $7,000 for it.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it's opportunistic sale. We I got them up. You know, they came in very low. I don't remember what the first offer was, but it was very low. Like it was hundreds of dollars, right? And then, I think they went very quickly to like 15, and then 25, and then I got them to like, I think they were at 39, and then they kept repeating that. You know, my price started where Amar was. My price, basically all the 200.nets, I start them usually at 150, 149.
Yeah.
And basically I went down to $99,000. They went to 49. They said, this is it. Best and final, take it or leave it. And after a short deliberation, I took it.
Yeah, dude. So I have a few two-letter.nets. You and I have one or two together. And they don't get any action. Right. So
I haven't sold one in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, took it.
I mean, there's a value there, obviously, but I just like I said, I have a few, and I think Drew, you and I have a couple together, and I don't think they get any action.
Yep.
Yeah. I figured you priced it around there, but it was either going to be somebody that owns the .com that wants the .net for a defensive, or it's somebody with a last name Lee.
That's a very common
and they wanted the .net because there's no way they'll get the .com. So I figure
that's funny. I didn't
Chinese,
even
maybe they'd go to 88 88,000, you know.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that it would be as a last name, but you're right, it's a very common last name. Let's see, did I do anything with it?
No, it's not resolved.
All I could think about is Long Island. That's all I could Long Island out of my mind. Like I thought, oh, you know, maybe it's like an ISP in Long Island or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I was originally thinking 50,000 on it. Because like really good single word .nets are good. Let's not say really good, but like good single word .nets retail are going for like what? 30, 35?
25 to 50 is exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would consider this to be similar because it's so short. Somebody's last name, initials.
Yep. I will say though, I am generally speaking quite bullish long term on short domains.
Yeah.
And I'm even on that bull case, I'm actually relatively, this is probably the only place that I'm relatively agnostic of a domain extension. I think that there will be obviously a tiered system and the .coms will be worth more and the .nets and the .orgs less, and works your way down. But generally speaking, I am bullish on short domains in any TLD, virtualistic within reason TLD, yeah. Because I just think that we're going to be identifying so many people, places, and things through a domain name. And ultimately, there is some portion of that where memorability at least has, even if it's a small portion of the utility or the value, memorability will be a component of the utility and therefore perceived value. And that is going to drive a persistent demand for short domains long term, I believe. And so as it's the most constrained namespace there is one and two character domains across any TLD. And therefore, I think that there will be an interesting, you know, sort of supply demand relationship going forward long term on those names. Now, does that mean the li.net is going to be worth $500,000 someday? No. And that's why I took it. My thinking as it is right now is quite mechanic. And it's, you know, do I believe that I can sell if I get an offer that's, let's say, in or around the strike zone, and it's not one of our, let's say, top 100 names? Immediately, or let's say even the top 200. Do I believe I can sell this domain name for at least double in the next 12 to 24 months? And I say 12 to 24 months because, you know, it depends on the name. You know, if there's a name that's getting inquiries, I might give myself a little more time. If it's a number of the name that's not getting inquiries, it's, you know, in the next 12 months, can I sell this name for double? And if not, and when I say double, not double what the offer is that I got. If the answer is no, I'm selling it. What if, you know, maybe there's room for negotiation a little bit more, maybe, but I've made the decision in my mind. I'm selling it. This is my buyer. I'm going to get the best deal I can, but I'm selling this now. And the reason for that is, you know, I think we're in a unique period of time, whether or not you invest into Bitcoin, we're in an upcycle in Bitcoin. Whether you are investing in the stock market, I think that, you know, we're at a strange impetus. Across markets, across assets, across commodities, particularly energy, we're at a really important impetus whereby I don't think, you know, and I've said this before, you cannot make decisions in a vacuum anymore. And so every purchase sale decision about a domain, I'm putting that up against what else, and you referred to this earlier, Michael, what else can I do with that capital, whether it's a buy or a sell? And I think there are very interesting things to do with your capital at this moment. Okay. Depending on where your interest and risk tolerance is, there's a wide spectrum of things to do with that capital right now. Capital itself is becoming scarce and interest rates are likely going up or staying up. And I think that it's going to create a force function to make better decisions with capital allocation. So
yeah, and real quick,
49 grand sold, turn it into Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, and totally. I think that becomes a, almost me. Like a personal decision based on where you are in your portfolio, right? You've got a lot of names. You'd like to turn some of that cash into potentially Bitcoin, right? So then it's a matter of like, okay, this is how I'm looking at it. And, you know, obviously we talk about this all the time. You know, but I don't think, is impetus the word you were trying to, that you were looking to use there? Because
impetus, isn't that like
do not bite the hand that feeds you, JT.
Motivation.
Isn't impetus it's like a trigger, right? It's a
it is moving force, impulse, you know, that kind of thing. But I thought you meant it as like a point in time, you know, like precipice or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I don't remember even the context I used it in, but
I'm just giving you our
time. I think I meant impetus.
Hey, Drew.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm using this as our segue actually to move on.
Oh, you know what? I think I think you're right. I think I meant precipice.
Drew,
see, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to do this to you in public.
Did you have it priced, or was it an inquiry? Just like
no, there was no buy. There was no buy. Now we had it priced on our end, but we didn't have a pub. We didn't have a bid price on it.
Why wouldn't you bid price it at 120? At 150?
I blame my COO, man. I'm trying to get all our names priced for.
That's
for
all I was looking for.
Now.
No more.
You know exactly. Like
explanation
thanks, Mike.
Necessary.
Appreciate that. Love having you on the show. But it is true. We have them priced internally.
We are working. This is one of our primary objectives. Yeah. Although that one actually wouldn't really fit into the category. We might get there, but really it's the names that I want a bin price of 50 grand or less. We want to get 100% of those names priced with a bin, put them in the marketplace. Okay. That's it. And let it roll.
And we've got them all priced internally. It's just the external pricing. We just need another run through. And it's also hard when your CEO is globetrotting and you're like, hey, man, can we just maybe take 30 minutes today and do this? He's like, talk to me in a week. You know?
Yeah, when I'm back from my other.
Well, I hear the glass, the ice cubes in the glass just clinking. And he's like, I'm busy. Come on, man.
I'm counting my Bitcoin. Anyway. As long as we're talking about ways to improve, is this a good time to talk about domainsherpa.com and the broken things I see on the website? Or do you want to save that for later?
That is part of our later topics. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
all right.
We're going to dive into name checking a jet.
Well, you can't breach the subject and then not touch it.
Sure, okay. We can.
I mean, if you want. So, Marcy's got to go, you know, he's got to take a quick break. You want to break them
okay.
All? You want us to keep going while you're gone? Just go jump. We'll be here.
2 minutes.
All right.
Okay. So, in our defense,
should I set the stage? Should I set the stage first?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. So, I developed domainsherpa.com, the WordPress powered website, back in 2000. When did it launch? 2010. 11. And very little has changed. And it's looked, you know, better at times in the past than it currently does, just because like the whole internet has improved its look and feel over time. But like when I go to the website, you know, things change over time and embeds from social medias don't look the same. And on the right hand side, the list of
the
you know,
shows are not
blank.
Updated. Yes.
And then down at the bottom of a show, you go try to leave a comment, like no comments are necessary because the spam key isn't working anymore. So like small things like that make users incorrectly think that maybe you don't really care about the website.
Okay. So let me address some of this. So first off, we are a deal making organization. We're not a technical organization. Okay. And that falls on me. And some of that is conscious choice, and some of that is just repeatedly bad experiences trying to work with third-party developers and incurring lots of problems at tremendous expense. So so I have a general reluctancy and hesitancy to pursue it. We have actually, over the course of the last year, engaged several companies to evaluate redoing this. It turns out that the way that you built it is quite intricate. There's a lot of moving parts, and it is extremely expensive to rebuild this. Primarily not because of the technical part, but actually because of the content and moving content. Adding photographs just images, for example. Like, there is a lot. There is a insane number of pages on this website.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the changes that Google has made and what they prefer in their algorithm would basically force us to do some changes to the way that the site is structured historically. And so there's a lot of consolidation of pages that needs to be done. There's a lot of redundancy in, let's say, keyword redundancy across many, many pages, which creates confusion with Google. And so this should be the single highest ranking website in the entire domain industry, because there is no website, including GoDaddy or Sado or anybody else, that has more authority than this domain name and this the content within it. This is basically the entire historical record of the domain name industry. And it's in a very important.
Jen Sayle redesign the web in a Figma file or something?
So here's the thing, Jen did.
But that's only a part of it.
I get that.
That's not the
Jen
hard
did an
part.
Awesome part job the, creating a new design for the site. It looks super dope.
Yeah.
Dude, share it on social media.
I bet like one of your fans would say, like, I would love to rebuild Domain Sherpa for you guys.
Well, probably what we would get is a bunch of people being like, I don't like it. You should do this and change the font. You know what I mean? It would turn into a bitch fest.
I got two recommendations for you guys.
Because the important piece, though, so we had the beginnings of a redesign and a handful of the key pages, you know, kind of ready to go, but it's a portability thing. Because it's so old, you actually have to rebuild all the pages from scratch, and you need to maintain all the same, the structure, the linkage, all this kind of stuff, as to not crater the SEO value of the site.
So that's really
been the holdup. So when we got quotes on that, they were pretty extreme. Now we've had people who, you know, Sean Markey, a couple other folks that have also said, hey, you know, let me help y'all. I mean, and some of this is just us. And this goes back to what Drew said as far as priorities, right? Like we take our, you know, our responsibilities with Sherpa very seriously. But when you look at cost and time, it's also a matter of just trying to find
the
fit.
Clearly you do. You guys are doing, you know, the show. This like, is non-mission delivering the show. That's the most important part of it.
So a couple of things. This is something I am very passionate about. As you can see, even before I owned it and you owned it, I was the most frequent guest on the show.
Yeah.
I believe in education as a tool to grow the pie. That is the fundamental purpose of why I bought it, the fundamental purpose of why I continue to run the show. We lose money every single month on Domain Sherpa. We do not make money. We lose money. We have a couple of sponsors whom we tremendously appreciate, including Dan.com, mentioned earlier, via GoDaddy, and NameJet. And we have tremendous appreciation for their support, but it is highly insufficient for it to actually be a business. And so this is basically a volunteer.
You're paying like Amar and me so much to appear that like you're just in the way.
My McDonald's vouchers are not cheap. You know what I'm saying? And that's
So, anyway.
Wait, let the other
component, and then I'm going to let you give the recommendations. The other component of this is that we are actually also, because again, I stated my first purpose is that I literally am trying to grow the pie, right? And so in that vein, where we are less likely to grow the pie is on DomainSherpa.com, and where we are more likely to grow the pie effectively is on YouTube. And so we are actually trying to push people to the YouTube channel to increase subscriptions, get some more love on the videos, and also get those videos to start going to other people's feeds who wouldn't have otherwise watched these. And it is working, okay? Because we are getting people that go, oh, I stumbled on your podcast on YouTube. And they come to me and they're like, I really liked it. And we've had some amazing feedback through that channel. And so it pains me when I go on DomainSherpa.com. I think the website looks like crap. I think it has enormous potential from an SEO standpoint to be very impactful, but it's just it can't be my priority number one because I have a much bigger business to run, a very profitable one. And again,
yeah, that's why you have KT.
Yes.
You guys make so much money. I've heard over and over that you guys are the number one broker in the world.
That's what I heard too. I think I heard that earlier.
It's not rocket science. the guy that Andrew Alleman used to redesign domain name wire does this for a living. He, I don't know how many pages Andrew has, but it's more than Domain Sherpa, I'm sure.
I doubt
that's
it.
That's one option. I've looked because at it for my own stuff.
You make the slang dictionary, for example, domain slang dictionary, for example, that alone is thousands of pages. Like there's a lot of sort of esoteric,
But I think that's, you know, we'll follow up on some of this stuff offline. And I appreciate you bringing it up. I know that you've mentioned this stuff in passing, and calling us out in public will make us actually get it done sooner. So it really is all good.
I understand to be called out
what
in
you're trying to achieve, and we're super down.
Yeah. And if all that fails, show me Jen's design, because now that I'm semi-retired, I'm going to rebuild the whole freaking thing for you.
Let's go. What we're trying to get you to
Here
do.
Here we go. That's what we're trying to get.
Number one is to use Andrew's guy because he's a professional. I'm got you this mess. Don't forget. So
the last thing I'll say though, because it really, and to Drew's point, right, where we're investing the time and the money that we have been applying to it, you know, getting Billy, like, you know, improving the production value of the actual, you know, improving the content of, and that I think we've done a really good job. And huge shout out to Billy for helping to really, like, you know, improve all of that. That's been great. And but I did have somebody say recently where they said, you know, it's kind of like it's so 8-bit that it's kind of cool. You know, it's like, I said, you know, I'm going to hang my hat on that for a while. Like it's so bad. It's good.
You get past a certain point where it goes from antiquated to cool.
Well, you see it with some of these crypto things and, like, you know, these interfaces on some of the staking and stuff where they use these really old school, like, you know, MS-DOS kind of like interfaces and stuff. And it's like,
well, I feel like it's so easy for people to just like launch a new website, a super good looking modern website now, that, you know, it almost differentiates. It's like, oh, these guys are OG. You know, this is like,
but I will tell you, Mike,
which I'm fine with. Just fix a couple of things that don't work. Like,
no. And to your point, Mike, you're 100%. You're 100% right. Like the social links, like they extended the line below, you know, the comments have been funky.
I'd be happy with you guys to keep the same look and feel, because I love that OG look.
And the past shows not populating is a real pain in the neck. So I'm gonna holler at Billy.
The problem with some of those things, and I'm not technical, so I might be talking out of turn, but I think what Billy was explaining to me, is that a lot of them are based on plugins, and a lot of those plugins are no longer supported, and so you can't update them, or the latest update isn't compatible with the latest update of WordPress. And so there's a lot of compatibility issues between the plugins and updates and the version of WordPress.
Yep. All right. Billy's defense.
I get an invitation to the next media options offsite. The website gets an upgrade. Everybody's happy.
Let's get it, man. And because for what it's worth, and in Billy's defense, who tinkers with some of this kind of stuff, is he was told, look, like, if it's choice of, like, if fixing something could possibly break something, then just chill out. Don't do it.
Because everything could possibly break something.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, hey, look.
All right. Man, thanks for letting me this was vent. Productive.
I like it. I like that we did it online. Or, you know, I think that actually makes it even more accountable at the end of the day. And I appreciate you, Mike, and your feedback. I know
Jen's,
you care more than
much
anybody.
Like, Jen has a beautiful eye for design. I want to see what she did.
Her design is dope. She did a really great job. Shout out to Jen, too.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, look, move on. Domain game. Now let's slide into Namecheck and a Jet. We got a list of domains. Let's talk about what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You guys can go to the DomainSherpa.com page for this particular episode, download the Excel sheet that's got some data, and that will hopefully help y'all. But but what will help you even more is hearing what the experts, what the Sherpas like and don't like. All right, let's do this one in the in the reverse order that we ran the domain game. So Drew, we'll let you go first. I made this a pretty big list. There weren't really big hitters. Sometimes there's some like big names that kind of anchor the whole list. In this case, we went for a little bit more by a sort of a volume approach. But Drew, what are your thoughts?
Okay. So I think my number one choice on here is the GPAI. It's going to have a bunch of traffic. It's going to have a bunch of potential end users over time. And it's a great four-letter.com. And so I think that the delta between what you can likely grab this for, which will be significantly more than you'll pay for another four-letter.com. Mm-hmm. But the probability of resale is quite high. Because you're in an upgrowth market and because there will be a large number of emerging potential end users. And so I like that bet, and I think it's a great name. And I think, you know, if you can buy that for $5,000 to $7,500, I think you it's probably a 10 to 20 bagger. So I like that name a lot. I like Green Design a lot, but, you know, unlike GPAI that has a very high ceiling or potentially, you know, no ceiling, greendesign.com, you know, probably has an upper limit of, let's say, you know, 50 grand. Okay. So I think you're going to buy that for $5,000, $3,000 to $5,000 is probably where that thing's going to end. And, you know, most likely it's a $25,000 sale. Maybe you find the buyer that pays 50, but I think that's a stretch. So I think it's a five bagger with a maybe, you know, at more than that. But good name, great name. It's a name I'd love to have in my portfolio. I'll do one more. I'm going to go tools.net. I'm going to go tools.net.
Oh.
And just because .net, you know, as we discussed with my li.net sale earlier, like their end user sales are few and far between these days. I actually have like kind of finally capitulated that I basically just don't buy .nets anymore because that was a long capitulation cycle. I'm still buy me
hard to give up
.net when I saw one, but there just was none leaving the other end of the portfolio. They went in the pipeline and they never left. And so I really have basically capitulated and stopped buying .nets. But that being said, if there was a .net that I would want to own, it's tools.net, because in my mind, that's like a perfect fitting of the left of the dot and the right of the dot. This is, you know, Amar was an investor in domain tools, right? It's like, this is a technology play. Tools.net is a B2B technology play. It's like, we've got web tools, and .net is a perfect fit for that. And I think just the way engineers think and the branding that would go into their minds, this is a sexy domain for its target market. It's a sexy domain.
So what are you trying to buy?
I like it a lot. I'm trying to buy that for as cheap as humanly possible. Like, you know.
Are you paying $5,000?
Because it probably is dead capital in your portfolio for a while. Yeah. So I'm trying to buy that name for, let's say, $3,000 to $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
And okay. It'll probably going to go for more than that. But
search volume is nuts on it.
I want to own that for $3,000 to $5,000. And I'm selling that, you know, I'm definitely not selling it for less than 50, and I'm probably asking 99,000 or 125,000 is probably what I'm putting as a bid price on that name. And I'm, you know, my strike zone is really in that 75, you know. 75 to 100 is the strike zone for me.
Yeah.
But again, the reason I don't want to pay more than five, and even at five, I'm having second thoughts, is because I know my sales cycle on that name is long.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fair.
You talked me into it. I want to bid on it, and I want to launch some internet tools on that. I want to buy it.
It's a great name. It's a great name. Tools.net is a really, really good domain.
Single syllable, massive search volume, massive usage. It doesn't limit you in any way. Everybody remembers .net. You sort of get that OG shine to you.
Tools. And it's just like, it's just a,
great.
And the singular is not better. The singular is, it doesn't mean anything in the end. You know, negative. So tools.net is the name. There is no alternative for it. If I'm tools.com, now I'm thinking about hand tools or,
Home Depot.
I'm thinking about something else. But tools.net is really, really, really clear. It is, it's web tools or, you know, technology tools. It's to me, it's a really bang on brand. It's kind of like, you know, the last name I talked about as a sale on the show was KYC.me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean I'm a .me fan. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, Mar has the record for .me sale. But KYC.me just happens to be a perfect fit of the left and the right of the dot. And so because of that, it's an amazing domain. It doesn't say anything about .me as a domain extension. Right. It doesn't even necessarily say anything about KYC as an SLD. But KYC on the left and .me on the right is it's a marriage made in heaven. And that resulted in a great domain sale, just in the same way that tools.net is a great marriage of the SLD and the TLD. And generally speaking, that results in a good sale.
I think Drew just talked us all into bidding. Now I'm going to have to spend my chain fest money on this.
What'd you say, Amar?
Drew just talked us all into bidding. I think
I know. I'm going to have to spend my chain fest money on this now.
All right. Well, awesome stuff and great insight. All right, Amar, what about you? What do you like? What don't you like on the list?
I mean, the two that Drew first mentioned are the ones that I like, GPAI and Green Design. I like a lot. So also, to say another one that I like energetic.org. I think that's an interesting one. You know, everything.
Totally.
Sorry?
100% agree.
Yeah, I think that one, you know, everything that could be a green name. It could be wind energy. It could be solar. It could be so many different things. I think it's a great name crypto. For a company.
I mean, what I love about that one too is it's the positive connotation. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's really just so uplifting and kind of like forward. And, you know, it could be, like you said, it's tech, it's energy, it's all that kind of stuff. It's
yeah. Yeah. So that's the other one that I think is interesting. I kind of like Dog Bowl because I just think that could also be an open vessel type of name. Dog Bowl. Yeah.
Yep. Tell me a couple of ideas that you have that it could be open vessel for.
I'm obviously related to dogs, but it could be, you could sell dog food on Dog Bowl. You could sell dog toys. You could sell, it could be
dog bowl.
Like, it could be anything, you know, it's memorable. You know, I'm not saying it's a $1 million name.
It's a you know, and pet stuff is, pet supplies are a huge business, right? So, and people spend discretionary.
I agree. I think Dog Bowl is a great name. I think you can make that into a pretty decent, you know, it's not pets.com, but it could be a decent little, you know, pet brand.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
So
sounds like Siger's got some different ones.
I liked your creator poll. Don't forget that I loved you first, Amar. but I'm not a fan of Dog Bowl. I don't know. I own cattastic.com. Cat and fantastic merged together, which I've gotten like one or two inquiries in the past from people who are interested in it. But I don't know, something like that, something like Creatorful strikes me as more open vessel focused on a particular area. I don't know. Dog Bowl is just so specific that it strikes me as like I wouldn't like it because it's so specific.
Well, that's fair. As a pet brand, it's not bad, but hey, we can agree to disagree. Plus, it's also a question of, you know, Amar, what are you buying Dog Bowl for in auction?
I don't think I'd pay more than probably $1,000.
Yeah, I'd pay $500.
And then, Mike, would you take it for $500?
Hand register.
Okay.
I would only hand register that.
No, stop it. Stop it.
He's a hater. He's lit. He's got it. We met his dog.
I liked Creatorful.
Wait, so now he's, I know he's going to be.
Well, then wait a minute. All right, so keep going on. Keep going on names.
Dog Bowl.
So what do you like? What else do you like on the list then? What else do you like on this list, if anything, that has, you know, either been mentioned or not?
Are we talking about
Siger?
Yeah,
Mike, Siger.
Oh, sorry. GPAI, number one on my list. Generative, pre-trained, you know, you got the GPT start and you got the AI end, exactly. But GPAI is also general purpose AI. It's just, yep. You know, Drew said it all. All of his numbers are correct. Actually, I would have priced it lower. So I'm glad that Drew said that, but I'm not going to buy it because it's going to go too high. The two that I like that I think struck me as like good brands that lots of companies around, lots of, you know, people who show up to work that go do services that would want these domain names were prestigeproperties.com and roofingsystems.com. They strike me as like, you know, a real estate company or a roofing company. And I could see maybe, you know, tens of companies that are named this or could easily, you know, select this name because they're both positive, fixing, you know, constructive type names. Yeah. And I am not really buying anything.
What would be your end user price on those two names?
Well, that's a good question.
I somehow totally missed Prestige Properties. I didn't even see that.
No, it's a great name, but real estate companies don't pay shit.
I know. Well,
yeah, but that's like, you know, that's like the dude selling $25 million homes in Miami on the daily, right? And they'll pay. Like,
no, they don't, dude.
I don't know, man. PrestigeProperties.com to me is. Yo, I'm not gonna.
I would try. I would be immediately trying to take that name and pitch it to the folks at Prestige Worldwide. You know, because
yeah.
After they release Boats and Hoes, I think they've got that Boats and Hoes money that they would absolutely be looking to. And for those of you who don't get the reference, it's from the movie Step Brothers. Just so you know,
Will Ferrell.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, I knew exactly.
Prestige Worldwide. You have an opportunity.
Yeah, I like Prestige because Prestige is sort of like luxury. So luxury properties.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing brand. If you're a luxury property,
I think, you know, Prestige Properties is worth more than Roofing Systems because if it's going to be Roofing Systems, it's going to be like, you know, Rosner Roofing Systems or something like that. And maybe somebody would want to buy Roofing Systems, but
what would you
know? I would probably price Prestige at 35 or maybe.
Yeah, see, I'd be at double that. I put Prestige Properties at $75,000.
Yeah. You wouldn't get it.
Would come down and negotiate, and I would just want to like.
I would. I don't know if I'd sell that under 50 though. Really,
but here's the thing:
I think Prestige Properties is a banger,
and I don't think it's going to sell in auction for less than $7,500 to $10,000. I don't know.
You think it'll go that high?
No,
you don't think it'll go that high?
No.
Again, I'm not like I'm not following auctions on a daily basis. So
$2,500 to $5,000.
$5,000.
$25,000 to $5,000.
Oh, we don't go for more than $2,500. Prestige Properties?
Well, it might now.
Prestige Worldwide.
This is so interesting to me.
Well, we shall see. I made a note. Yeah. We'll you know, that'll be one of those we'll follow up on after the
auction. Maybe there's an AI for this. We need to go back. We need to track all of the domains that have ever been discussed on the domain game. And then where are they now? And like, yeah. Let's find the ones that actually ended up with an end user and go back, you know, like there's actually like, serious real learning to be had there about, like, yeah. Hey, maybe we're all completely full of it. You know what I mean? Like, but
well,
to me, PrestigeProperties.com is,
it's a very good name.
There's many words that indicate to me like, multi-million dollar, you know, home sales, right? Like, and Prestige is one of the premier, I don't know.
Terms to convey luxury.
Yeah, yeah. Prestige Properties. It's like, that's really anybody, all anybody's looking for in that luxury market is Prestige, right? That's what they're looking for. So, you know.
I'm going to bid more on it now.
Pristine is a great word. Premier is a great word. But Prestige is the word.
Yeah. I love it. All right, Mike, any others that you like or don't like before we try to tackle maybe one of the topics? We knew we were going to run
time. I like tools.net now.
love that one.
Yeah. No, everything else.
I'm surprised with how much you guys love Creatorful that nobody thought InvestStar was a good name. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to go
that one feels like it would be trademarked and potentially a risky. I didn't check anything, but I feel like that one has risk.
I feel like it's like how risk people
of you not of you not
Alabama
getting it for your portfolio.
It.
That's the only risk out here. Best star. We're all in best stars. You feel me? All right. With that, that's the
no
end of the
offense
name
to anybody in Alabama.
That's going to be the name check in the Jet segment. Thanks, guys, for participating in that. Good luck, everybody. Remember, none of this is financial advice, but we'll see you in the auctions. All right. So, Mike, we got a couple of topics. We're into the grand closing. We've got Drew. So how much time do you have officially? I know you were going to be.
I have exactly 15 minutes from now, and then I got to leave to go pick up my kids from paddle.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of topics we were going to get into. We had at least three more that Mike mentioned or had brought up ahead of time. And there was a few more that actually even came up in the last 24 to 48 hours. They're somewhat newsworthy, but let's segue this though.
Can we just real quick? And because this was part of the thought that I had earlier, which actually ties directly into Michael's pyramid topic. So, Google in March, had a major update in their algorithm, right? And it's had an enormous impact on some of the biggest sites and, lots of smaller sites and really a lot of change. And we've seen a very material impact on certain segments of domain buyers, primarily for people that are really focused on SEO. I'm not an SEO myself. I don't have, any chops to really lean on, but enough information to be dangerous, let's say, on a podcast. So it seems to me that the idea of, used to be able to take a domain, the domain had a high authority, it had a great backlink profile, and you can basically then take that and then pivot it and convey that authority to your new site, as long as you knew what you're doing and you weren't, playing any games, that was a very effective strategy. Basically just garnering the link authority from an expired domain or from a domain that was something else before that might have been static or underperforming, and then repurposing it into a new website or even if just redirect and garnering that authority. That was a massive strategy that drove a lot of domain sales was quite effective. From what I'm told, that appears to be dead for the moment, at least. And that is no longer really working. Okay. And so that has a lot of implications. One of those implications is that one of the ways that I've always conveyed to people is like, look, if you don't have the budget to get your exactbrandbash.com now, that's fine, right? It's no problem to have a prefix or a suffix or, one of these starter brands that I mentioned earlier. And then, let's just keep our eye on the ball. And then when you guys raise your next round or you, hit a certain trajectory, we can go make a run at this. I don't think that that's a valid strategy anymore. And I think that this is going to pull forward a lot of domain sales because I think that you are now introducing a very high level of risk if you start building your business on one domain name and then have to pivot later. And I think that this is going to play into the larger trend that I've been discussing for years now, which is the idea of a lease with an option to buy or a lease to own. And I think that we're going to pull forward a ton of demand once entrepreneurs, I mean, in particular, the VCs investing in them, understand the implications of, get this, try that, .net, .xyz, fine, that's all well and good, except there will most likely come a time, if you survive the next 5 years, where suddenly you want to pivot into your exactbrandmatch.com. And that may come with some tremendous new risk that didn't exist previously. It used to be that you could just rebrand and then forward. One of the case studies that just came out, this is the last thing I say, is WooCommerce just announced they're rebranding from WooCommerce. And these guys are WordPress guys. These guys
are the internet.
They know what the hell is going on. They know what works. And they made a big to-do about rebranding to woo.com. And they've now pivoted 180 degrees. They went back to WooCommerce and they're just redirecting woo.com to WooCommerce. They completely reversed their rebrand for this exact reason. They got devastated in March with the update from Google. And they said, look, not worth it. It'll take us years to rebuild that authority. So we're going back to WooCommerce and reversing our decision. I think that's a trend. I think this is an indicator. And I think that this is going to have huge implications on domain purchase decisions. But it might take time for the entrepreneurs and the VCs that fund them to understand that implication, which is why I wanted to bring it up today. So that leads to pyramid, because you took a seven-figure domain name for sure, and you've built a business that is a game. Even if it was wildly successful, it is likely to be a poor use of a seven-figure asset, right? And I understand, I'll let you tell the story of the whole thing, but the point I'm trying to make is, are you putting the value of that domain at risk by basically, let's say that you continue and it builds authority as a gaming website, right? It's a game website. It's a casual game website. Are you now, when I started in brokerage, there was this idea of a clean slate domain name, and a clean slate domain name had some sort of premium associated from the perspective of a lot of buyers. That concept got slaughtered, and it was suddenly, I don't want a clean slate domain name. I actually want a domain name that's got some previous authority. And I think we may be now shifting back to, I want a clean slate domain name that doesn't come with any baggage that I might not be able to undo with Google. And so do you think about that when you build out pyramid.com? You can tell the story of doing that. Do you think that you're maybe putting some of the value of that domain at risk?
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, spring break, my 13-year-old and I were at home because my wife and 16-year-old were going to look at colleges. I wanted to do something fun, but we had the dog at home who got attacked last time we boarded her, so we wanted to stay at home. We decided to each build a game. I decided to build a solitaire game. He built a two-dimensional arcade type game. And I was amazed that with the help of AI, I was able to build a functioning solitaire game called Pyramid Solitaire. And because I've owned Pyramid for a number of years, thank you, Booth Brothers, for selling it to me. I've got some inquiries on it, but I'm like, I am tired of us, the domain industry, being understanding the value of the ultimate premium domain names and never using them for our own selves. We're always using longer domain names, branded domain names, whatever. I wanted to take the most premium asset, one of the most premium assets that I have, and have fun with it, like build something on it. Worst case scenario, this thing goes up, it doesn't function, I pull it down, it goes back into my portfolio. I'm not building up a ton of links to it. It's not a porn site. It's not an adult, gambling site. It's whatever. There's no detriment being, layered on top of this domain name. Most of the links that are coming in to the 29th oldest .com in existence, pyramid.com, are from the previous owner.
Is that number 29?
29. That was a computer manufacturer. And so it links to computers and computer sales and supercomputers and things like that.
Awesome.
And it has some traffic. So, the downside is minuscule, in my opinion. The upside is do you know how many people play solitaire every day in the world? It's hundreds of billions of people. And so
I know, because I sold
solitaire.org solitaire.
Many, many, many moons ago, I sold solitaire.org for a lot of money.
I
won't say the price. I don't remember exactly, but it was a lot of money.
And I believe you, because people love their solitaire games. And if I can figure out how to make Pyramid Solitaire just a fraction as popular as, regular solitaire, it will pay a dividend that will last for my life, my kids' lives. It's never going away. People love solitaire. So in 1 week, I put together this site and people started playing it. And a lot of people started liking it. My wife is playing it. I'm playing it. My 13-year-old likes playing it. Trying to get across those demographics is, I thought, pretty amazing. The time on page is 10, 12 minutes right now. I'm pretty excited about it. So I'm going to design today with a designer I met on Twitter, Damien. I'll be retweeting some of his designs. He's going to redesign the look and feel of it. I'm going to make it like a Wordle where everybody does the same pyramid every single day in the world. And then you can compare your score, your time, your moves to somebody else.
Cool.
I'm going to try and go for some virality of it. And there's also going to be a game mode so you can practice, and an easy mode for beds where you're guaranteed to win, and, you know, stuff like that. And then it's getting beyond my programming skills. So I'm probably going to need to hire somebody to help with some programming. But like, it's not a great investment, not an enormous investment in it. And again, I could redesign it and fail on the development. Big deal. I could redesign it and the development could work, and it, you know, and then it doesn't go anywhere. Big deal. I wrap it up. I tried something like, you know, I think we as business people need to get in the ring and try something. And I have the opportunity to try something on one of the best domain names, a 7-figure domain name. And I want to give it a shot. I'm in retirement. I'm going for it. I'm going to have some fun.
I'm going to just nuance that with, I think everybody should know their strengths. You are a builder. That is your core being. And so for you, this is your natural habitat. And not only do I think it's a great idea, but I'd encourage it, like, totally. For me, taking one of my super premium names and playing with it, building something on it, is the equivalent of like taking an empty lot on, you know, Park Avenue in Manhattan across from the park and being like, I'm going to set up a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. I was thinking about it yesterday, and this model, though, of what you're doing with simple games actually could be an alternative to parking, because, you know, with Google now blocking ads, you know, parking is getting just a beating.
Yeah.
We haven't innovated on parking in, I don't know, Amar. Have we ever innovated on parking?
No.
And so
something
needs to be done because we do have valuable traffic and it's being misused and under monetized. Something needs to be done. And so I was thinking about like simple games that people have a proven track record that people like to play might actually be a really interesting, there might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Utilizing AI to basically display interesting ads for that particular person, but capturing their attention with simple games might be an interesting model.
Yeah.
I think it's the best.
I think it's, yeah.
It's probably the highest utility for run of network traffic, like just broad interest traffic. What's the one thing that we can basically narrow them in on is maybe simple games.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna refer this portion of the show to Bill Kara, because I've heard a rumor that he might be going back into gaming again after all the success that he's had in the space.
Yeah.
Bill Kara, he's a maniac. He can get stuff done.
He's a sharp cookie.
Yeah. So thanks for everybody in the industry that played Pyramid, sent me some suggestions, posted their times. I tell you, Dynadot, freaking A. I don't know who runs the Dynadot Twitter account, but they got something like a 34-second pyramid solve. Like, it's the reigning champ. They're the reigning champion right now.
34 seconds, damn.
They shut me down. Like, yeah, it took me until yesterday to get a 49-second pyramid, and I'd never broken 1 minute before then. So,
all right, now you got it. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to have to do it. And then I'm going to get competitive. And then it's going to get on.
Let's go, baby.
I'm messing
JT's
with it.
JT's playing right now.
I am. And I'm doing okay.
I did a screenshot, but it doesn't say how long it took me.
Oh, you cut off the top of it. I know. Okay. We're going to be redesigning that as well to
that's what she
make
said.
It more shareable.
I don't know what that reference was too, so we'll just keep it moving because I'm tied up right now playing Pyramid Solitaire.
That's what she said.com.
Do you really? Do you own that?
It was super cool though. But I agree with, I think your approach, I mean, you're such a smart dude. And I think to Drew's point, right, it's like to utilize these domain assets in a proper way, it's like you need either time or money or passion. And, you know, it's, well, can't wait to see how this pans out, man. And I think
I'm having fun with it.
So, all right, cool. Well, we got that one. We have time to run through maybe one more. Do you want to talk about this micro naming trend? You want to save that for another show? Is that something we can get into quickly enough? Is there, do you want to disclose the uncontested backorder
domain?
Yeah,
I feel like I shared it. And so like people wanted to hear it. Let me just share it real fast. So you know, I'm getting more and more into development, more and more into hanging out with creators, creatorful, and builders. And so one of the, I go on producthunt.com. If you haven't seen that recently, every day, the brand new products that are either relaunched or launched or going out there, they get upvoted by the creator community, people that are building things. So it's a real, you know, community focused on builders. Yesterday, the number one launch was a company called Supabase, SupaBase.com. They launched on. They had massive support. People love them. It's an open source database alternative to what Google owns, which is called Firebase. And so I started looking at Supa. I'm like, why did they pick, like, I get base because it's database, but why did they pick Supa, S-U-P-A? And then I ran across Supa Share, which helps people share images on Twitter without, you know, making them beautiful. And I ran across Supa Starter, which is like this starter template that allows you to get a website up and running quickly. And then I started like, is this Supa thing? Supa is sort of like
S-U-P-P-A.
No, not
one P.
Supa.
One P.
It's like super, but it's slang for super. And it's like the stylized version that conveys the idea of something, you know, superior, like superior something. And so then I started looking at like other companies out there, like who else is using Supa? And there's a lot. So like I went on to the Afternic tool that I helped build that is in Domain Discount Club. And I looked at Supacharger is listed for 75,000. I'm sorry, Supacharge, I think.
I sold Supercharge.com last year for a lot of money.
Yeah, super names are clearly good, right?
Big
Super Key, Super Charge, Super, you know, Site, whatever. But Supa, maybe it's not quite as good, but it seems to be this a swell that I see moving in the marketplace. There's a lot that have been purchased on Afternic that I saw of high tech. You know, clearly this is geared towards software, computers, internet. Technology in general, so it doesn't make sense to use it for any
super super dog bowl.
So I went out and registered.
What about
super
dupa?
Super dupa dupa is good. Super
dupa.
That one. So I got like yesterday. I got super AR. I got super chain. I got super quantum.
Oh, super dupa is owned by your boy Dave Lahoti.
Oh my God! How much does he want?
I don't know, but
you got to talk to him.
You got to sing a song and have a conversation with him.
You have to sing a song and record it and send it to him if you want to buy one of his domain names nowadays.
Oh man, I have an appreciation because I like people that are outside the box. So I have an appreciation for Dave Lahoti, but man, this dude is his own worst enemy. He really is. He's just. Well, I had a buyer for
again.
One of his names,
if he's having fun,
he doesn't care. That's it. I mean, I actually have a lot of respect for his method. I mean, it's just he sets the terms, and those are the terms. And then you know, he just needs to lay out the ground rules to people up front because you know people then break his rules, but they didn't know that he had that rule, and then all hell breaks
loose. That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's like he plays by his own rules. He has no
rules. So let me just say this. I for anybody that's known me for the, 14 plus years I've been in the industry, I never make recommendations about trends. I am not a momentum buyer. I'm not a trend buyer. I never do that. But now that I'm playing more in the startup space and seeing the kinds of names that people are playing, all it takes is one company with massive popularity to start a trend. I'm not starting a trend by buying anything. None of us are starting things. But if we see one company, like when I started I Six Sigma in the past, it was Jack Welch that made Six Sigma popular in corporate America. It takes one company to drive a trend. And I think Supabase might be able to drive the trend. So I picked up a handful of domain names. Do not buy a ton of these names. Buy the best you can. Or better yet, don't buy any. And then a year from now, we'll see. I was probably wrong. Go from there.
All right.
What do you guys think?
That was weird for a second. I thought Drew put another one of himself so he could outvote us. Like if there
was more. Definitely, that was vote. He's like, I need the majority here.
No, you know what? I had a VPN on and I couldn't go into a domain IQ because they don't let you go in with the domain. So I shut the VPN off. That disconnected me. But I had to log back on.
And I'm still I'm in this game now that I can't get out of.
Oh, man. You're supposed to be hosting this show.
You can't put me on to something this cool and expect that I'm not going to get
sucked in. He's on a timer, man. He's trying to be.
Listen, I know. It is on a timer. This thing up. I got to go pick up the kids.
But yeah, I think that so to close the loop on that, Mike, I think that is pretty, very interesting insight to see about how to get ahead of trend. You think Product Hunt as an example or as sort of like kind of the main thing you've seen so far as to how to get ahead of micro trends? What do you think is the...
Product Hunt is definitely the trendsetters that are going on there and submitting... You can either submit your own or somebody else's software as a service for the most part. I submitted Pyramid on there just for the heck of it. It got some attention and some extra click-through. So it helps if anything that you have online, you can submit through there. I just like going there to see how people are innovating in the technology space. Most people are like taking an industry, they're slicing it multiple times, and then they're tackling one small portion. Yeah. I like to see what they're doing, how they're doing it, what it looks like. The names that they're using, the domains that they're choosing to match their names, lots of SOs, lots of, alternatives on there. I just like to keep abreast of these are companies that are generally not funded that are building on there. So yeah. That's the way I find Product Hunt useful.
Yeah, no, and I think it's good. And I think it kind of speaks to the idea of, look, we're all trying to get an edge at certain points around trends and things that have, obviously things that are huge and so big, like AI, right? And that, was a long time sort of, incubating across, the .AIs and the AI domains. And then once it had its moment and it's kind of this inflection point, and then it's like, okay, now it's just, it's an enormous rush, right? And there's real profit to be made for the folks that speculated and made smart bets early, although it's still speculation. So they are bets. Bets are gambling. And, I think trying to find any kind of edge, right? You can also look at what are names being registered, look at some of the VeriSign data and some of the other stuff that come out. And I think that's the one thing. And I saw somebody post about this, and this is the last point I'll make, and then we'll close this thing up because I know Drew's got to go. But, it really is the idea that, and I think it was Barr who said it. Shout out to Barman. You can spend as much time as you want on domain investing, right? It's very open. You can spend no time. You can spend a whole ton of time. And
I think it was actually Elliot.
Yeah,
it's Elliot. That article.
Yeah.
Oh,
was Barr might have prompted it.
Okay, well, fair enough. Either way, and I think that that's a really important piece because it does show you that it's like, you kind of get out of it what you put into it. Some people are naturally smarter, more intuitive, more clever, can kind of figure things out quicker or have angles that they can play that lead to success. But, at the end of the day, if you're going to put in the time, you likely will have better results, and that's where utilizing tools, things like Domain Sherpa, NameBio, DN Academy, and other things like that are available because they are there. Tools.net. That's it. And that's how we're going to
now I'm buying it just for
and
the
that's
backlink.
How you become that's how you become an invest star. You feel me? anyway, listen, guys, thank you so much, especially Mike. Thank you so much for rejoining us. It's been a minute. Let's not let this much time pass between now and the next. We've got plenty of other things that we could talk about. And we obviously have some work to do on the site in the meantime. So appreciate you. Appreciate you, Amar. Andrew, as always, thank you so much. And as I say on every single show to the audience, thank you guys for tuning in. Without you, there is no us. Please hit us up. We obviously are very receptive to feedback and criticism, as we, even if it doesn't have to happen on the show itself, but it could happen in the sphere of social media. That's cool as well. And we're definitely all ears and appreciate all of y'all. So again, thank you to the guys on the show. Thank you to those of you at home listening and watching. And we appreciate y'all. And we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Thanks and peace out, everyone.
Thank you.
See you, everyone.